This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of Ubudiyyah, the secrets of the worship of Allah, in the words of the esteemed Imam Khomeini? Now, dear listeners, we're talking about the secrets of Ubudiyyah, the secrets of worship and servitude of Allah, and most especially in the esteemed words of Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini writes in one of his books that happily one will succeed in finding his way to the real ascension, the real ma'araj, through the guidance of the people of knowledge, the Ahlul Ma'arifa, and he will succeed, she will succeed, who can tear off their heart from this dark dungeon and head towards the original destination of humanity, which is Allah. The road which has been taken by great prophets and noble men, holy men, the awliya of Allah, and the people of Allah, Ahlullah, and to which they invited others towards. Dear friends, the secrets of Ubudiyyah, the secrets of the servitude of Allah, can be found first and foremost, as is said, in tearing off, detaching, removing our heart from this dark dungeon called and named the materialistic world. We must cut off our relations from this dark dungeon, this prison, this cage, this materialistic world of greed and carnal desires and power and status and wealth and dominion and domination. Our heart cannot become attached to these things if we really want to taste the beautiful and sweet flavor of the servitude of Allah. We must do our best, dear friends, to head towards the original destination of humanity, as it is said in the Holy Quran, and as Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." The original, the ultimate, the real destination of humanity is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the exalted. And this path, dear friends, this path which is called Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, is the path and the road which the Ahl al-Ma'rifa have taken, the people of knowledge, the awliya Allah have taken, the holy, pious people of Allah, and the Ahlullah have taken in these secrets of Ubudiyyah.
Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifin. Please stay with me.
I am the faqir and I am the
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, tongues fall short of attaining praise of you proper to your majesty. Intellects are incapable of grasping the core of your beauty. Eyes fail before gazing upon the glories of your face. And you have assigned to your creatures no way to know you, save incapacity to know you.
Welcome back to your listeners in continuation to what we were talking about, which was the secrets of Ubudiyya, the secrets of the servitude of Allah, in the esteemed words of Imam Khomeini, and how we find that in one of these places, it is related that we need to tear off and detach our hearts from this dark dungeon, this dark cave, this small cage called the materialistic world. We also talked about how this path of tearing off your heart from this world and subsequently connecting it to Allah is the path that the people of knowledge, the people of Allah, the lovers and followers and obeyers of Allah have taken throughout time. Continuing, we find that in one of these places it has been written that the veils of desire and negligence, Imam Khomeini writes, has blocked our insight from the most beautiful of beauties, that which is of Allah. And the heavy curtains of loving this materialistic world and the devilry and seduction and deception of this materialistic world has secluded, isolated, and alienated our hearts from attending to the glory of the majesty of Allah. Dear friends, again, how beautiful, how profound. Desires, carnal desires, selfish desires, greedy desires, jealous desires, desires for the materialistic world, desires for money and power and wealth and status. These are veils, curtains, barriers, hurdles, obstacles that have blocked our insight and the vision and the ears and the eyes of our heart and our soul from witnessing the most beautiful and amazing and majestic beauty of Allah. The secrets of the servitude of Ubudiyya, the secrets of Ubudiyya itself. We need to remove these veils and these curtains of these carnal desires and this negligence, this ignoring the reality which is Allah, if we want to witness the beauty and the glorious grandeur of the mighty Allah. It is these heavy curtains, dear friends, of loving this world, and it is the deception and the mirage and the fake superficial glamour of this world which alienates our hearts, kills our hearts, starves to death our hearts from attending and realizing and witnessing and feeling the glory and the majesty and the beauty and the awesomeness of Allah. And so if we are to increase and enhance our ubudiyya, our servitude, our worship, our obedience of Allah, we must cut off our heart from this materialistic world and cut off our heart from the veils of desire and negligence and move towards the most beautiful of all beauties and the most glorious of all majesties, Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Prior to me adopting a belief system, I need to choose a worldview. I need to make sure that this worldview falls in line with what it is that I am doing on this earth. A worldview means I understand where I came from, what is my purpose in this world, where I will be going. It's to have a good direction. It's to understand what life is. It's to make sure that I realize my responsibility and get to the goals and objectives that I have. And it all rotates around creation and trying to get a grasp onto why I am living. Me being created by the divine entity, by God Almighty. When I understand that through Tawheed, through monotheism, through inspiration from the likes of such great personalities like the Holy Prophets and the Imams, that worldview will be so strong and firm, it will keep me on that right path that I wish to be on. If I make sure that I am accountable and responsible for absolutely everything that I do, I will be loyal and committed to the meaning of this life. I'll make sure that I don't harm others. I'll make sure that I'm always good and nice and kind. Why? Because I know that there is a judgment day that will be coming. That's a part of my worldview. Accountability. That's the first thing that is very, very important for me to understand and implement in my practical life. Being responsible and being accountable. Know that there is a hisab and a kitab that will be waiting for me once I depart this very short life of mine. Number two is to guide myself and to guide others. Be a lantern of guidance and guide yourself and guide others towards these sacred objectives and goals to live a meaningful life. And number three, to make sure that we are vibrant and active and positive and lay down very good, productive precedents that will be used not only for us in this lifestyle, in this world that we live in, but also for future generations, for those who are after us, leave a good legacy behind us. That is what my religion teaches me. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Ilahana ma'adalak malika kulli man malak labbayka qad.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
سبحانه ما أعظم والملك لا hamdalah.